If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right. Do you recline your seat all the way when you're flying? You can text us this morning at 92925. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Maybe you've seen this pop up on your Facebook timeline. It's a story that's going viral. This woman on a plane said the guy behind her kept punching her seat because she declined her seat all of the way. You can see a video. There's a video of it that's going viral. People are talking about it. I saw it on the news yesterday afternoon.
It's a big story.
It is a big story. So you can see this woman's seat is declined on a plane. The guy behind her just continues to punch, 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 punch the back of the seat. And everybody seems to be taking a side on this.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the perfect storm of the most awful people in the world sitting right next to each other on a plane or right in front of each other, because he's a little bit immature for punching her. And for her,
Andy, can we be fair here? What you just said, he is a little bit immature for punching the back of a plane seat. That's what you believe? Not very immature?
Okay, so he's very immature.
He's extremely immature.
But I also don't think she should have reclined her seat.
Okay.
I do not think she should have reclined her seat. I am against reclining seats. And I don't know. I think she was a little bit much or very much for A, reclining it when he asked her not to. She did it anyway. B, for recording it. And then, like, that was a bit much.
If somebody was punching my seat on a plane, I'd be recording it. Like, you have no idea how quickly I'd be recording that.
And C, she wants to get the FBI involved for some reason, which, come on, relax.
He deserves some sort of repercussions. He does. He was acting like a child, like a complete child, and he should be embarrassed, and I'm sure he is. And as far as the seat recline thing, we've had this conversation before, and I got dragged for my opinion before, so I'm gonna try. And I think it was like a year or so ago we were speaking about this same thing, maybe because I was on vacation. I do not mind when the person in front of me reclines their seat all of the way. Mm-hmm. That does not bother me at all. It makes no difference. So I will assume that it is the same for the person behind me. However, if there is someone with extremely long legs, maybe I didn't see, they're 7 feet tall. I am not 7 feet tall. I don't know what that's like. So yeah. I don't know that's uncomfortable for them. With respect and maturity, if that person lets me know that my chair being all the way back is really uncomfortable for them, I would be happy to put it back up. Doesn't that seem like a reasonable way for adults to act on an airplane?
You would think, yeah.
Yeah. So there's the answer. That's why I believe that you can recline. If somebody says to you, this is really awful for me, let's be mature adults and put our seat back up. Put it up some.
Yeah, two things. He was at the very back of the plane, so he couldn't recline himself. So it's mm-hmm. the second that she reclined even an inch, his space was invaded and he started losing all space because he couldn't, he couldn't counter that at all. Mm-hmm. Second, I think planes should have some sort of policy where before you recline, you have to ask the person behind you if it's okay, because it isn't it's a little bit of an invasion, right?
But like I said, that you don't have to ask me, that would be very unnecessary. So how about, because they recline, we allow them to recline, mm-hmm. and then the person, if they're uncomfortable, ask the people in front of you to please put it up a little bit.
You know, just because they recline though doesn't mean that you should do it. I think that's the case of the airline industry just being a little bit behind the times. I don't think seats should recline at all on airplanes. If they just got rid of that feature altogether, we wouldn't be having this argument.
You don't think seats should recline at all? That is so drastic.
No, I don't, because I'm against it.
For long flights. You've never reclined a seat on a flight
before?
Never have.
No, because I don't want to inconvenience the person behind me.
Right.
So I'm very, very aware of that.
It's too bad though, because if you were in front of me, you wouldn't be inconveniencing me.
But I wouldn't do it anyway, just in case, I wouldn't do it out of the courtesy of the people that are also traveling with me.
So what are people saying about this on our text line?
Well, I don't know. This person might be worse than the guy. This texter says, hi, Nikki. This happened to me where I had someone reclining their seat all the way. I asked her nicely to put it up a bit. She ignored me. So I swapped places with my 4-year-old who was kicking her seat the entire flight.
Oh, there you go.
That's revenge for you.
That works.
I love it.
This text from Sharon said, I work in the airline industry. I think the flight attendant should have stepped in and told him to stop. Violence can get you booted off a plane. Also, you can pre-register your seat in most cases and pay a small fee. He could have chosen an aisle seat in a different spot, etc.
Yeah. This text says, as is the case with most videos, we don't always have the full story. Maybe he did ask her to move her seat back upright and she chose not to. In any case, I'm with Andy. The whole reclining feature should be removed completely from airlines.
I guess I have a hard time with seeing that even if, let's say he did say, please don't do that.
Yeah.
How is it still okay to repeatedly punch the back of somebody's seat?
Oh, I don't think anybody's condoning the fact that he was punching the back of her seat. That's pretty immature. But it's just as bad to recline when he asked her not to.
Punching is just as bad?
Well, it was just a, here's the thing. When we say punch, we're thinking like a full-on swing. It was just a little constant tap. It wasn't like big hard punching.
You'd be cool with it.
If I was sitting there, I'd be as annoyed as she was.
Lou, what do you think? To recline or not to recline?
Definitely to recline.
Yeah.
Definitely. Come on, Lou.
It honestly, it doesn't recline that much. I've never, ever had someone recline, and it bothered me, even if I had food on the table.
Yeah, it never bothers me either.
I've never had it bother me, and I can't imagine someone's going to freak. Because how much space does it take? Even if he can't recline.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I'm up and the person in front reclines, and I don't see that it takes that much space that the guy's going to freak.
I get it. He is a moron. Thank you so much, Lou. I hope you have a good one.
Hey, you too. Bye.
Andrea, to recline or not to recline, what do you think?
Recline, but to a certain point.
Only to a certain point.
How so?
Yeah. There's some kind of etiquette. Mm-hmm. Like, there's airplane etiquette that you have to follow.
Yeah.
And there's reclining to a certain point where you're not bothering the other person, but you're a bit more comfortable in your space. Because, you know, the seats have gotten a lot smaller these days, so you need a bit of reclining. I'm 5'8" and I need to recline, so I can only imagine people who are a bit taller.
Is there etiquette if the person is at the very back of the plane and they can't go anywhere? Is the etiquette is if you're sitting in front of them, you don't recline out of courtesy to them?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what happened with this guy. He was at the back of the plane.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't know the full story. But even at that, it's not excusable that he's punching her.
Is there etiquette about using your words as an adult instead of punching a seat repeatedly? Like, give me a break.
But he did ask her.
Honestly, doesn't matter. Get the flight attendant involved.
Yeah, I agree. Talk to the flight attendant. Thank you, Andrea. Somebody says for bleep, bleep. Oh, I can't read that one. It reclines 1 or 2 inches. Grow up and get over it.
Oh, it's way more than 1 or 2 inches. We all know that. This text says, I'm not sure Vandy's from our world. No reclining unless you ask and receive permission. Give me a break. I'm with Nikki all the way.
Yeah, I just wish we lived in a world, and this was such a poor example of it in this video, where people could act like reasonable human beings and adults. And, you know, I guess sometimes you're having a bad day and you get your back up and it ends with this like complete, I feel like I was watching 3-year-olds, you know, it's a really gross thing to see. And people are saying, yeah, you're not seeing the full story. I agree. We don't know the full story. We weren't there, but I just don't think that any situation that ends with somebody punching the back of a stranger's seat is a good story. I'm assuming he's waking up pretty embarrassed.
Either way, they're both viral right now. They're both like the two most famous people in the world.
You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe they should ride with it.
Right? Like,
they should get endorsements or something.
They should go on every flight together.
Maybe start being interviewed together or something like that.
They could become best friends.
All right. Thanks so much for your text this morning at 92925.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Let's get on to Billie Eilish's new song. She released the new theme song for the James Bond film. It's called No Time to Die.
You were never on my side. Fool me once, fool me twice. Oh, you're dead, the past.
Oh, it just like touches your soul.
They picked the perfect person for a Bond theme. Usually the Bond themes have this dark, haunting sound to it. And that's Billie Eilish. She's the perfect choice for this movie.
She's actually now the youngest person in history of the band, the Bond franchise, to write and record a theme song for one of the films. So good for her.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber also dropped his new album today. It is called Changes. He said getting back into the studio to record his first album in 5 years was really not easy. He said he was dealing with a lot of fear. But listen to just like a little part of a couple of the songs. There's a ballad. I believe this is a Tracy Chapman cover. It's called At Least For Now, and he actually addresses his mental health in this one.
At least for now, trying to avoid disappointment. At least for now.
I like that one. I'm into it. Sounds like Justin Bieber. This one's called All Around Me.
Wouldn't wanna be in any other place. From my home to the road, I'll make sure you're comfortable. You make sure I'm comfortable. Our love's unconditional. I need you all around me.
You know what we've been learning about Justin Bieber lately? A little bit with this new album and also with the interviews that he's been doing. He's extremely needy in relationships.
You think Justin Bieber needy?
The most needy human ever. People are saying the only reason that he and Hailey, well, not the only reason, but he and Hailey are clearly meant to be because she's the only one who can stand him.
She puts up with him.
Basically, she's the only one who can put up with him.
That was an interesting sound. That's different from old Justin Bieber. It's not as poppy. It's a little bit more down, a little slower. It's
chiller.
Different sound. Yeah,
chiller for sure. This is the title track called Changes.
Went through changes, don't mean that I change. Yeah, I'm going through changes. I'm going through changes.
All right, anyway, that whole album is out now. Some good tracks on there for sure.
Cool.
Lastly, I know she doesn't really fit with the other big names that I'm talking about, but Hillary Duff. It's been 4 years since she's released new music. I can't remember what it was that she released 4 years ago. But for this song, she teamed up with Matthew Coma, who is her husband. And it's a cover of Third Eye Blind's song, Never Let You Go.
I'll never let you go.
And it's bad, okay?
You're right. She doesn't fit with all the others. She's way better. This should have been the Bond theme.
You know, I think she made a really big mistake dropping a new song on the same day that Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish, and Sam Smith did. Like, where's her PR? Horrible, horrible.
Brave.
Except we're talking about it. I might not have played it if it wasn't New Music Friday for all those other songs.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
All right, our favorite part of Friday, aside from when work is done. I know that's your favorite part.
Yeah, obviously.
92925 to text and play along. A complete stranger joins us here in the studio. They've got an amazing story, and we have to decide, along with your help on our text line, if they're lying or telling the truth. So let's get right into this. Good morning. If you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
Hi, my name is Tedra, and I'm here because I was on the front lines of a riot with a Venezuelan SWAT team.
What?
Tedra, front lines of a riot.
A riot, yes.
With a Venezuelan
SWAT team.
Why?
Well, I kind of had to do it as part of my job.
What was your job?
I'm an interpreter.
An interpreter.
Oh, okay.
Where did this happen?
Venezuela.
It happened in Venezuela.
Okay. Yes, at a hotel.
What was the riot over? Like, what caused it?
Well, there was a party going on at the hotel that we were staying at.
Okay.
And someone came in with a gun. So the hotel officials called the police, and the police came with full riot gear.
All over a party in a hotel. Is this common? Is this common in Venezuela?
Well, I'm not really from there. I was there just kind of like with a team. But yeah, it was interesting.
And then who called you out to be the interpreter for this?
Well, so I was an interpreter traveling with a sports team.
Okay.
And so we were all staying at this hotel. And once this all happened, the staff of the hotel and the executives of the team I was with were like, send the interpreters to make sure our athletes are safe.
Did things get out of hand at all? Did everything remain calm, or did the riot escalate?
Well, it was calm, as calm as could be. I don't know. Like, I was freaking out because everyone around me was in SWAT gear, and I had my jacket.
Oh,
seriously.
<you're>
yeah.
You must have felt very protected.
My jacket will protect me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Wow. What sports team were you traveling with?
It was the Team Canada for the Deaf Pan Am Games.
As an interpreter, what did you have to say on behalf of the cops? What did you tell the Venezuelans?
So I was saying, Canada? No Canada, as we were pointing to people in the hallways as the hotel was going on lockdown.
You were saying Canada, no Canada.
Yes.
You're an interpreter. You think you'd be able to come up with something more than Canada, no Canada?
Yeah, well, I don't speak Spanish, so I wasn't a Spanish interpreter.
Okay.
So the only things that could come out were like, Canada, no Canada.
I'm like, I think I could figure that much out.
Yeah, I think I could do it too.
Yeah. You'd think the SWAT team could have figured that out.
You would think so. Yeah.
How did it end?
They were able to find the guy with the gun and get him removed.
Yeah. And what about the people partying who started all this?
Yeah, the party was shut down by the hotel.
Okay.
It was a singles party that got out of hand.
A singles party?
How long did the riot last? How long was the standoff? Couple hours, couple minutes? What was it?
It felt like forever because I wanted to be in the room on lockdown like everybody else.
Yeah.
But it was probably about maybe less than an hour.
Did you get anything for being an interpreter? Did you get like a free meal? Did you get paid? Did you get anything for being an interpreter?
Oh, no. For that, it's a volunteer. It's the experience of the trip.
But that is what you do every day as your job?
Yes, I'm an interpreter.
And it's here in Montreal that you do it?
Yeah, here mainly. And then I also work
you travel
around.
Sometimes. Yeah. What's your astrological sign?
A Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn?
Yeah.
Born in Montreal?
No.
No. Where were you born?
I was born in Long Island, New York.
Born in, I love how you said that.
Long yeah. Island.
Long Island, New York.
New York, yeah. But I was born in New York, raised in Georgia, and then came on up here.
Okay,
yeah.
This story's getting crazier. Right? I don't know I can't follow.
What is going on?
Georgia right. the state or Georgia the country? If you say the country, I'm going to be so confused.
Wouldn't that be wild? No, the state. Okay. Not that interesting.
All right, this is Tedra. She says she was born in Georgia, but born in Long Island, New York.
There we go.
She grew up in Georgia. Now she's in Montreal. We're running out of time here. She's a Capricorn, and she says she was on the front lines of a riot with a Venezuelan SWAT team. Is she lying or is she telling the truth? This one has me really confused.
A lot of people are saying that she's lying because they don't believe her real name is Tedra. I don't know what would lead people to believe that that's not her real name, but they think she's a liar because of it.
Okay.
I know.
Thank you for that.
This text says she answered perfectly everything, but she's still lying. Again, I don't know. She answered. I guess I just don't believe the story.
This one says she's actually really adorable. She's the cutest and she's so calm about it, but I believe it. She is pretty adorable.
Very.
All right, let's get to this. I'm ready for the reveal and I have no idea which way I'm going yet, but Andy, why don't you take your guess first this morning?
I'm going to preface this by saying I do not feel confident guessing either way here.
Right?
I really don't. This is a real tough one. I am going to say that you're telling the truth.
Oh.
Okay. You are so calm with your answers, and I think that's the type of personality that would, you know, be well suited for a riot in Venezuela as an interpreter. You gave your answers like it was no big deal, like it was part of your life, like, yeah, I did this, I survived, no big deal, whatever, any more questions? And I think I'm buying into your
confidence.
I think
he's still trying to convince himself.
That's what I totally
sounds like.
Am.
That was long.
But But I'm buying into Tedra's confidence, and okay. I'm going to say you're telling the truth.
Okay. I am struggling here, too. I feel like they've been getting tougher as the weeks go on. Like, I feel like they're doing a really good job at getting people in here, throwing us off and also throwing people off on the text line. Here's the thing. You look like an interpreter to me. If I would believe that. If so, she does. She's got the personality for it. She actually looks to me like she could be an interpreter. I, however, don't believe that they would have gotten an interpreter and then had her make up this story. Do you know what I mean? So I'm thinking either it's all true, and I do think you look like an interpreter, or it's all fake. And so I guess just because Andy said that you're telling the truth, I'm going to go with fake, and I'm going to go with the fact that you're not an interpreter at all, and you've never even been to Venezuela. I think it's probably true that you were born in Long Island and grew up in Georgia. I believe that part of it. That's all I'll believe here.
I also don't believe that interpreters have a look.
No, they do.
Apparently they
yeah,
do.
Sometimes, yeah, for sure. You can guess people's professions and careers sometimes. Like, that makes sense to me. If you were to tell me she is a optometrist, I'd say no way.
I really hope you're an optometrist. I really do.
All right, Tedra, that was a roundabout answer of saying, I think you're lying. Andy says he believes you're telling the truth.
Yeah,
could you please let us know?
I am the interpretado of Venezuela, and that was me.
It was
no
you.
Way.
It was. Yeah.
This happened.
It
totally happened. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My husband was like dying when he found out. And
he wasn't with you.
No, he was in Canada, and he's like, why haven't you told me what's going on?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll check in eventually. I came back. It was like forever ago, but
she's so calm. big deal.
I would need therapy. That sounds like a very traumatizing situation to be in.
No, interpreting is quite traumatizing.
I told you she looked like an interpreter.
Oh, now you say that. Oh, how convenient.
Well, Tedra, I lost this one. I've been losing a lot lately, if I'm being honest. But you're really nice, and thank you for coming in and sharing your crazy story with us.
Oh, thank y'all. It's been fun.
Oh, people are shocked on the text line at 9292. I think like 85% of people had said she was lying.
Yeah, most people did, including you. You started off the year 2020 pretty strong, and you've been struggling the last couple weeks.
Still make a comeback. I'll make my comeback next week.
Okay.
Wait for it. All right, it's 8:20 right now. Thanks so much for playing along with us on a text line at 92925.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.